You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Rewards Canada podcast. You're tuned in to episode 77, and I'd like to call this episode, BMO, What Are You Doing? If you've paid any attention or read the Rewards Canada blog over the past month or so, you'll have seen that BMO is making a whole bunch of changes to several of their credit cards coming this May. Ultimately, there are a few bright lights in what is an otherwise dark, overcast sky when it comes to these announcements. The changes that are happening affect a half a dozen cards, and they are the BMO Cashback World Elite MasterCard, the BMO Air Miles World Elite MasterCard, the BMO Rewards World Elite MasterCard, and its little sibling, the Rewards MasterCard, which is their no-fee one, as well as the really new Eclipse Visa Infinite and Infinite Privilege cards. So let's dive right in and see what BMO is doing. I'll start with the brightest spot of the changes, and that's a complete revamp to the earning structure on the BMO Cashback World Elite MasterCard. It's interesting to see that this card's undergoing changes since it hasn't been too long since it actually had its last revamp. In the last revamp, the card was made a flat rate cashback card, 1.5% across the board on all spending. Nice and easy, and that's even how BMO marketed it. That was easy to track, no worries about, you know, earning this much on this category, that much on that category, etc. No categories, no spending caps to keep track of. That's what they did. When those changes happened, the card was one of the better ones in Canada for cashback. But my, how the market has changed. The cashback market has just exploded since that time. And we see more and more cashback cards come out with excellent category bonuses that are beyond the norm of what we were used to seeing for cashback cards. You know, back in the day when it was 1 or 2%. Now we're seeing numbers of 2, 3, 4% on many popular spending categories. And the 1.5% that the BMO card offered just couldn't compete anymore. So going against the marketing from several years ago, the card will now see category spending bonuses that do have monthly caps. So let's take a look at what those are. You're going to earn 5% cash back on grocery purchases. This is up to $500 per statement cycle, and it's 1% afterwards. So effectively, you have $6,000 a year on groceries that you can earn 5% cash back. That's one of the highest percent cash back earn rates in Canada. But effectively, it is kind of capped there, but still, it's notable that's 5%. You're going to earn 4% on ground transportation. So this is ride sharing, taxis, public transit, up to $300 per statement cycle. And then it's 1% afterwards again. So basically about $3,600 per year, you can earn 4% in those categories. Next, you have 3% on gas station purchases and electric vehicle charging. Again, up to $300 per statement cycle, then 1% after. So $3,600 a year in spending there. Then finally, you'll earn 2% on recurring bill payments, like your monthly phone bills, gym memberships, you name it, up to $500 per statement cycle. So that's, again, $6,000 per year. So all told, you're just shy of $20,000 of spending a year on this card that you can earn 2 to 5% on. And then everything else is 1%. So purchases that aren't in the category bonuses are 1%, or any purchases that go beyond those caps per statement cycle will be 1%. So those cashback earn rates are fantastic now. Up to 5% is awesome, but the caps are a bit tough to deal with. They're quite low. $500 for groceries, I don't know about you, but that's about a week and a half of groceries in my household, so that 5% will be eaten up pretty quick. So ultimately, this card is a very strong cashback card earner for those who don't spend a ton or are able to spread their spend across multiple cards. And that's where our ultimate cashback credit card portfolio comes into play. I'll link to it on our podcast page at rewardscanada.ca/podcast. We actually just updated that to include this card. And that's a portfolio where you have three cards that are Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and we take the best out of each to maximize your cashback earning. But outside of that, if you're somebody who starts getting into spending $20,000 a year or more on your cards, especially in these bonus categories, there's other cards that will perform better, even if they're only earning 2 to 4%. The fact that you can spend more, you're going to earn more on those cards. Still, overall, this card is much better than the current 1.5% version. And now we move on to the next card, the BMO Air Miles World Elite MasterCard. This card has one change that could be considered a bright light, but the other changes quickly close that hole in the clouds that was letting the bright light through, and overall, we kind of find this card being devalued. The earn rate for shopping at Air Miles Partners is being bumped up to 3 miles for every $12 spent. The current pre-May earn rate is 1 mile for $10, so that's a pretty good bump in earning. You'll be earning two and a half times more miles when you shop at Air Miles Partners. However, the earn rate for shopping everywhere else is being lowered, 1 mile for every $12. Currently, it sits at 1 mile for 10, so you'll earn about 17% less miles on all other purchases. Think about places like Costco. You're going to earn less Air Miles if you're an Air Miles earner. And Air Miles is losing partners, seems like left, right, and center. We've lost Lowe's, Rona, Reno Depot earlier this year, and news just came out the day that I was recording this that they're losing LCBO in Ontario. So this is a tough call because there aren't a lot of places where you're going to earn those 3 miles for every $12 spent on the Air Miles MasterCard. So do take that into consideration. I mean, BMO states we're helping you get more miles with these changes, and I kind of have to disagree with that. Yeah, it's a huge boost for those partners, but that's where the issue lies. There's not a lot of partners. Like I mentioned, they've lost a lot of these partners or are going to. You basically are limited where you can earn those extra Air Miles to places like Sobeys, Safeway, IGA, Staples, Shell, and a few others that are main players. But other than that, you're not going to be earning that accelerated earn rate. And that's not the only change in this card. It's also losing one benefit. The card has the World Elite MasterCard benefit. The MasterCard Airport Experience is provided by Lounge Key, but it also included 2 free lounge passes every year. Well, they're getting rid of those 2 free lounge passes, which is worth $64 US. So those are now gone. So you're losing $64 US in value as well on this card. You still get the Lounge Key, MasterCard Airport Experiences, but now you just have to pay your entry fees right from the first time you enter one of those lounges. That's it on the Air Miles card. And now the last set of changes are the worst that affect a lot of cardholders since it affects BMO's main travel rewards cards. This final change comes to the BMO Rewards program, which is the proprietary reward program for the BMO Rewards World Elite MasterCard, the BMO Rewards MasterCard, and the new Eclipse Visa Infinite and Infinite Privilege cards. This is where it really stinks. I mean, those Eclipse cards haven't even been out for half a year, and they're being devalued already. And it really holds true to our second most popular post from this past January, where we were discussing when earning 5 times points isn't the same as earning 5 time points a loyalty lesson. I'll link to that also on our podcast page so you can read that. I cringe each time I see BMO's ad for the Eclipse card with the gentleman at his desk outside, and there's a couple wanting to look at an Eclipse and they miss it because he's telling them how they'll earn 5 time points on coffee, dining, etc. Well, if you read that article, you'll know that BMO's 5 times points isn't really 5 times points, and now they're going to be even less than that. So what is this change that is so bad? It's a move on the travel rewards redemption for BMO rewards. Up until May, it has costed members 140 points to receive a $1 credit towards travel that is booked via BMO rewards. And that's only been around for a few years too. Before that, it was 100 points to a dollar. So it's another devaluation on that end. But come this May, that's even been made worse. Now it's going to be 150 points for $1. A 7% change, which thankfully BMO is going to make up to their customers by adding points to BMO cardholders' accounts. They're going to add 7%. They'll boost your balance by whatever your balance is on your May statement by that 7%, so you don't lose any value in the points you have already earned. But from that point forward, your points are going to be worth less towards travel. Like I said, this is the second devaluation of the travel rewards rate in just over 3 years for the program. It used to be 100 points for $1 until January 2018. But at that time, they only had the World Elite MasterCard and the Rewards MasterCard, and the earn rates were bumped up a bit in some categories to kind of counter that change, but for the most part, it did become worse then, and again, is becoming worse now. So this new rate of 150 points for $1 means BMO Rewards points now have a value of 0.667 cents each. This is down from the previous 0.714 cents, and now puts the value of earn on cards as follows. So for the Eclipse Visa Infinite and Infinite Privilege cards, those are the ones that do earn 5 times points on certain categories. So now that 5 times points will be worth 3.335 cents per dollar. That's down from 3.57. And then you're going to have 1 point per dollar on all other spending, so 0.667 cents per dollar spent, down from 0.714. On the World Elite MasterCard, the 3x points categories are going to be 2.001 cents per dollar, and that's down from 2.14. And then the 2 points on all other spending now equates to 1.334 cents per dollar, down from the previous 1.43. And then on the no-fee BMO Rewards MasterCard, that's a simple 1 point per dollar card, so it's going to be earning 0.667 cents, down from 0.714. This change hurts all these cards. They just lost a ton of competitiveness against others in the market. Their travel value is down. They've always been less flexible in redemption options since you have to book via BMO Rewards. And if you even add in the additional card bonus on the Visa Infinite and Visa Infinite Privilege cards, the Eclipse ones, of 10 to 25%, it still doesn't give them the strength needed to compete against what's in the market. All in all, this is not what we like to see happen in our market. Now, some of our readers let us know there's a slight workaround to having to book travel via BMO. So instead of having the hassle of going through BMO Rewards, you can redeem for some investment items, which is including putting cash into a BMO savings account, and that is 150 points to $1, so it's the same as the travel rate. And then you pull that money out of your savings account to pay for your credit card if you book travel somewhere else. So that's kind of, you kind of have that option as a workaround for not having to book via BMO Rewards. So ultimately, what does this mean for our market and other cards? Well, if you've read the Rewards Canada blog, you'll know that we mentioned earlier this year that Scotiabank is going ahead with their devaluation, but that's only on the higher up section of their points for statement credit option. So that's their cash back option on their rewards cards. It's not on travel, which is their best redemption option. That hasn't been touched, so that isn't as bad. I spoke actually with one issuer this week, and just prior to recording this, and they told me they have no plans to devalue anytime in the foreseeable future. So that's great news. Meanwhile, we haven't seen hints from any other issuers. I should say major issuers, because Calabria, which issues a lot of credit union cards, did a devaluation earlier this year. But I don't believe we'll see the likes of TD, CIBC, RBC, or Amex put in place any devaluations or major ones like this for the time being. That being said, if BMO keeps doing what they're doing, and it's a lot, some may follow suit, as the industry is full of, well, you know, if they're doing it, we're going to do it too. Again, I really hope that doesn't happen, but that tends to be the name of the game in the world of loyalty rewards, is that one person tends to copy the next. Ultimately, I'll sum it up this way. Yay for the cashback card. The BMO cashback World Elite card has gotten better. In general, it is a better offering, but ouch, do I ever feel bad for those people who got themselves the Eclipse cards. I mean, really, you launch two new premium cards that have a base earn rate of 0.71 cents for travel, and now that goes down to 0.67 cents. Really? Like, you're charging customers $120 a year on the Infinite Privilege card and $499, yes, $499 on the Visa Infinite Privilege card to only give those cardholders 2/3 of 1 penny on non-category bonus spending. That's a joke. You know, I'm really starting to second guess my decision to give 5th spot in the ultra premium category in our top travel credit card rankings for 2021 to the Eclipse Visa Infinite Privilege card. Probably would have been better to put the American Express Air Miles Reserve card in there, even though we're seeing a lot of changes with Air Miles as well. Anyways, I'll leave that with you. And once again, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to smash that like button, leave a positive review, and subscribe to it via your favorite platform. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina Zone, TW, KOP.